Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attacking the fax machine or
rearranging some furniture.
Charlotte was in need of some attention.
Oh, okay.
There we are. You said it was 7 after. Got that.
7 after.
Doug, yeah. Yes, Richie.
Just so you know.
Yes.
Coming up, we have the story of exploding kittens.
That's so mean.
Oh my God. You have to hear this story.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
It's not as bad as you. It's really funny.
I love it. Well, do you want to sing your kitten song?
I love kittens.
I didn't think that was the song.
She's working on 4 hours sleep. Everybody.
Because I love kittens. Like that, no?
All right, so
I love a lot of kittens.
I love relationships.
Let's talk about relationship issues, shall we? Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes with the latest medical news, updates on important stories that affect your health and well-being. Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The Valentine's Day shopping sprees now being promoted. You are my Valentine. You are my Valentine. Meredith was so subtle. She has seasonal things that are all around.
Since
she moved into the house,
girl, that's what we do.
Right. Okay.
We decorate.
Right. She has the other day we were working in the kitchen. She was fixing dinner and the way she does it. Look at this. And they were towels with Valentine's hearts on them.
Oh,
look at this. Don't forget. Oh, look at this.
Hearts.
A survey that we have featured at DougSteffen.com today shows about 7 million Americans have a hidden bank account.
I'd have one.
It's my wife.
It's not the only deep, dark secret either. 1 in 5 Americans have spent $500 or more on a purchase without their partner's knowledge. Men are more nonchalant about women making big purchases without telling them. 1/3 of the men are fine with their spouses or partners spending more than $500 without their knowledge, compared to 18% of women. Biggest secret spenders are millennials. Creditcards.com. There's a free credit card comparison website. If you go to creditcards.com, you will see what the best credit card may be for you. Different things. Earlier today, we were talking about American Express, and Jennifer raised the question, which is a good question. Why does anybody have American Express? And the answer we came up with, Jennifer, was?
You said status, but, like, I don't know why. Because some people just have the baby green American Express.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people have that.
You know what? It's nice to know that no matter what you put on a card, you have to pay it off at the end of the month.
No, it's not. That's the whole point. That's so counterintuitive.
My dad used to live on the American Express card just so he could.
Then pay cash. What's the point of having it if you're going to pay it off at the end of the month?
And he would get rewards.
Yeah, you get a lot of rewards for using it. And they get 3% of the business.
My dad's philosophy was always put everything on the credit card and get something for it and pay it off.
That's actually a fairly astute, that's actually a pretty good way of thinking.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's the deal. All right, so anyway, our poll today at DougSteffen.com, what's the most you're likely to spend without talking to your spouse? A, as much as I want. B, between 500 and 1,000. C, between 100 and 500. D, between 50 and 100. E, we always talk before either of us spends money. All right, Richie, how much?
Before talking to the spouse?
Yep.
It's got to be in the hundreds. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a circumstance where I've
the last time. Yeah.
Guitars, cars, come on.
I'll go out and buy a guitar without saying anything to her, yeah.
And how much does that cost?
But she knows I'm shopping, so no, I mean, I would probably say if it's $400 or $500, she probably knows. I mean, I ask her permission, but she knows I'm going to
You
to
ask
buy
her
it.
Permission?
No, if it's $1,000.
You're her permission?
We talk about it, yes.
Oh, her absolutely. Permission?
You have never been married, so you don't know what it's like.
And apparently why this doesn't might be seem why. Like that great of an idea to me. You know, I would go crazy.
But we have,
for
we each have our own accounts.
Yeah, okay.
She does what she wants, I do what I want.
Kenny, what do you do?
Yeah, we each have our own accounts, too. I would probably... I know I've spent over $100 before on miscellaneous stuff just to do it, or if I saw something I wanted, I don't feel like I have to call and check. But but much more than that, and we need to talk because we've got a kid in college.
You have pooled resources? You pay for things together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think this is an individual, so it depends.
Single people. You don't get it.
What? I have been asked, I was asked last year, what do you think of me spending X amount of dollars for something? And I thought it was interesting that she asked, actually, because it's not my money. But at any rate,
it's always nice to get a second opinion on an expense that you're thinking about.
And it is important, I think, to run. I mean, look, you can't go out and spend $1 billion. I would be, you can't do that to a partner if you're putting your money together. But if you have your own account, which I think is really healthy in relationships, even though I haven't been there, I still think that's healthy to have your own stuff in a marriage.
Especially if you're making the money.
Yeah. I'm married to Carlos the Jackal. I can't even tell you how many accounts she's got.
See?
There you go. The poll yesterday. While we're at the poll, DougStefan.com asked whether you thought the Patriots cheated. Let's see here. 31% said, I'm not sure, but it doesn't look good. That's what I said. 29% said, yeah, of course they did. 18% of you said probably they got a history of cheating. Apparently they're not the only ones, however, from what we're learning today. 16% of you said you doubt it. That's good. We have 16% of our audience that's clueless. 6% said, nope, the Colts are bad sports. Yes. All the good sports are here on Good Day. Dr. Ken will prove that in a moment here on the Wednesday, what is today? The Thursday program.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com. Okay.
Are you okay?
I tickle myself. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks that make Heart Factors Plus. Dr. Ken will tell you why that is a great product after he tells you about drinking coffee and the good news there.
This really is good news. This is out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week, Doug. Here's another good reason to drink coffee. It turns out the more coffee you drink, the lower your risk of getting deadly skin cancer known as melanoma. For example, 4 cups of coffee per day reduces your risk by a whopping 20%. Of course, the best way to lower your risk of skin cancer is by reducing your exposure to the sun and ultraviolet radiation. So just get out the sunscreen. You want to broad-spectrum sunscreen with protection for both UVB and UVA with SPF of 15 or higher.
Get BuzzBox coffee at 866-456-0. All right, next up, Dr. Ken is one of the country's foremost heart doctors. He's a cardiologist. And so the interesting news from the people studying pneumonia and how the two are connected.
Doug, Journal of the American Medical Association this week, a total of 1.2 million people are hospitalized for pneumonia in America each year. People who are hospitalized for pneumonia, here's the news, face a higher risk for a heart attack or stroke in the following weeks and months, but the increased risk can last for years.
Good.
So keep your hands clean and talk to your doctor about pneumonia vaccines. Adults 19 through 64 with certain medical conditions should have it, and all adults over the age of 65 and older.
How do you vaccinate against pneumonia?
A shot.
Oh, okay.
Fact for some, 2 shots.
You dummy. What's the matter with you?
What's wrong with me?
The FDA, speaking of things that are wrong, has approved the psoriasis drug. You can pronounce this because I don't even want
to. Cosentyx.
Cosentyx.
Actually, this is wonderful news. Have you ever met somebody with who has psoriasis? It's just
horrible.
There's an injectable drug called Cosentyx. It's a new class of drugs to treat adults with moderate to severe skin infection called plaque psoriasis. Psoriasis is a skin condition caused by the immune system not working properly. Plaque psoriasis is the most common form of the disease. They develop thick red skin with flaky silver-white patches called scales. You know they've been there. They sit on your couch. They leave their own skin there. They just lose their skin like a snake. It's horrible. I feel for these folks. But this is great news. This is not only a new drug of a class we have. This is a brand new class of medications. So just talk to your doctor about Cosentyx.
All right. So with the FDA, there is news today that they want to regulate some of those wearables, not like Fitbit. Fitbit apparently is okay. Do you have people that come into your office that are wearing these devices and they say, how does this affect my health, my heart health?
No, I haven't had anyone.
Sorry. Really? That's right. I would think you'd encourage people to wear them because it helps them track whatever exercise, to encourage exercise of any size or shape. Have you got one? I'm trying to picture you wearing a Fitbit. I'm not having an easy time imagining you wearing a Fitbit. But you know they are. No, I'm talking about Ken. You know what a Fitbit is, right?
I can't tell you that.
It's almost like a watch. You wear it, and it takes.
It's a wristband.
Tells you how many steps you're walking.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Right, I know what you're talking about. It's just one brand or the other. People wear them around their waist.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All
right.
They're very helpful items.
All right. I want you to know that Dr. Ken and I, every weekend, Saturday morning from 7 to 9 Eastern Time, are on the air to take your call. So if you're going to call Saturday between 7 and 9 and be a part of the next Good Day Health program, ask your question to Dr. Ken at 888-DRKEN. How's that way? 55.
These are very important because of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week that sitting for long periods of time actually increases your risk for disease and early death. And even if you exercise, so if you do sit at work, make sure you stand up and move about 1 to 3 minutes every half hour. And also when you're watching television, get up, stand, or exercise during those commercials.
And I will tell you, sitting on one of these yoga balls is great. Try it.
All right, wait a minute. Did I miss something here? I was talking about the Saturday program, and you came back around like I asked you a question. I asked you a question.
Asked you.
Yeah, yeah. What? Sitting for long periods of time, what does it do?
It increases your risk for heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and death, regardless of regular exercise.
Find out more from Dr. Ken on this and many other subjects over the weekend. At live program is 7 to 9 East Coast time. It's the Good Day Health Program. Lots of questions. Dial them in. 888-55-DRKEN or email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yes.
When he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How to get the funky? Did you do the
funky? Egyptian museum in Cairo. They focus on King Tut's beard.
Now, if
apparently, the beard fell off of the mask they have on the what would you call that? The crypt where King Tut is. Who's your what?
Sarcophagus.
That too. I might soar today. As a matter of fact, can I do something about that? By singing King Tut. Anyway, the beard was hastily glued back on with epoxy after it fell off over the weekend. Apparently, cleaners were in there, and they knocked the beard off.
8 o'clock.
So now I know the rest of the world is all happy because the beard is back on again. Other people from, let's see, a little more contemporary stance here. James Taylor in the news.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Paul Simon together with James Taylor in the news. I just did that just for the fun of it. Really.
Yeah, I know. I should have had it open on 14 places like I usually do.
Yes, you should have. That's true. All right, so Taylor and Simon paying tribute to the late jazz great Michael Brecker. They are performing benefits in his name. Benefit. This is, by the way, Brecker's been dead since 2007. His widow. It's interesting because Taylor, who his widow said had the flu, performed "Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight," first song he played with Brecker, who was the saxophonist. Let's see here. He says, "I miss him all the time." I'm trying to figure out what influence he might have had. Jazz on folk music? Is that a stretch? What am I missing?
No. Paul Simon is extremely jazz-based.
Really?
If you listen to... Oh, yeah. No, he's got a lot of funky chords, a lot of funky rhythms. he is very definitely jazz centered.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they had a benefit for Brecker and for those who have this cancer of the bone marrow. Mm. A very close friend of mine has it, and he's going through excruciating.
Yeah, I know somebody's going through it now, not doing well.
Oh, my God. Well, this guy, I think, is going to come out of it, frankly. He's got a good attitude, but he's at Dana-Farber in Boston now, having all of, they take the bone marrow out, and then they do your T cells, and clean them all up, and then they run your blood through the platelet machine, whatever that does, and then they mix it all back together again after they blasted you the chemo to the point where you're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
You are. They have to bring you back. You're almost dead.
But think about modern medicine. I mean, before that, I mean, do you hear what you just said to get healthy again?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, and how lucky are we that we can even think about
it? Richie's a pretty, you know, his treatment of his cancer this year, the last year, wasn't that, I mean, I'm saying
I had cancer light. Adults,
but yeah. Yeah, you had cancer light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, back to the James Taylor song. I heard a story about this song yesterday.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
And the story what?
Fire and I've seen rain. It's about his battle with depression.
Yeah.
And apparently the fire represents electrotherapy when he would get the shocks.
Oh,
and in the beginning of the song, so the song is actually written in like three parts, and one of the reasons he went into depression is because at the beginning of the song it says, Suzanne, the plans they have for you were canceled, right?
Yeah.
That was one of his best friends who committed suicide. And then he had a band fail, and it sent him into this depression.
Yeah.
And so he wrote this song about her and about his depression. It's very interesting to look inside the soul of the songwriter.
Just people in general. What makes you tick? Good food for thought. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I, 28 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
Oh, I've seen fire, I've seen rain.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-769-7860. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Indeed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-769-7860. 800-769-7860. That's 800-769-7860.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
New Pussycat.
Three
after the hour. Jennifer Horn and Richard McFadden, Kenny Kessler on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us on this good day in a few minutes to talk about how you, as an individual, can stop being ignored. If you feel like you're being ignored by your partner or by your boss or by whomever.
Co-workers.
Right. Speaking of being ignored, Joe Biden.
Yeah, he is being ignored. You're right about that.
Talking about whether he will run for the presidency. Vice President Biden was on with George Stephanopoulos on the ABC Snooze Fest in the morning. Says he is going to decide this summer what his intentions are for 2016 because Stephanopoulos asked him, I think you ought to run against Hillary. Any chance you'll challenge Hillary? Yes, there is a good chance, he said. However, he said his decision was not yet in stone. So, why would he decide to run? Honestly.
Because they need a sacrificial lamb.
Is that what it is?
And because nobody on the Democrat side has officially announced yet.
Yeah. Hillary declined to take a position on the Keystone Pipeline, telling an audience in Canada yesterday she would not express an opinion because it's part of, it's in review, shall we say.
Thinking about it.
And that's where it belongs. In review. All right. Meanwhile, the president, this is the biggest, the most hypocritical statement that's come from a guy who makes lots of hypocritical statements in a long time. He blasted yesterday the dark money that floods into our political system because advertising pulls politics into the gutter.
Now that he's got no more campaigns to run.
The guy who got the most money, who who raided everybody's pocket that he possibly could.
Now that I don't need anybody's money anymore, I'm going to tell you
just
something.
Speak from experience.
What? Yeah, exactly. Phony. He knows.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. What an unbelievable.
Well, hey, listen. Would you rather have him not say anything? At least.
I'd actually like him to go away, but
I'd prefer him to not say anything ever again.
But you know what?
I'm not saying things.
If he's going to say something, sure. Why not? This is good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is good actually because it's right. It's just hypocritical because
it's very hypocritical. But
under the top of that.
Yeah.
He's better than ignoring
draw
it.
Draw guy.
You know.
Yeah.
Hi, DougStefan.com. We have headlines from today's program. The oatmeal comic website.
Brown sugar and cinnamon?
Oatmeal began a crowdfunding Kickstarter campaign to fund its new card game, Exploding Kittens, which seems to have attracted Rich's attention.
Yeah, Kenny was the one who turned me on to it. This is great.
Game is like Uno, cartoon drawings from the oatmeal.
Kenny.
Person draws a card with an exploding kitten, they're out of the game, huh?
Well, listen to how this thing to where it's at.
Hold on a second. They've raised $2.5 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2 days.
What the hell is this about?
I'm telling you, these people that have these ideas, we need to think of something stupid like this and make money.
Yeah. All right, so how does this work, Kenny?
How's the game work?
Well, either of them.
How did this thing explode in 2 days to where they get $1 million?
Well, the Oatmeal is a very popular website, and they came up with this idea for a card game with some of their characters, and they said that everybody likes cats that are up to some kind of hijinks. Mm. So this is not something gross like it would sound with exploding kittens. These are cute little cats that are doing something that you can tell is going, like one of them is gnawing on a hand grenade, and one of them is... you know how cats will get on your on your computer, and you can see on the screen it says detonate yes or no, and it's just putting its paw on the keyboard. But they just came up with this idea, and they thought, well, it would take about $10,000, and we think some of our fans would like to have this, so we'll put it up on Kickstarter and see what will happen. Mm-hmm. And they posted about it. They made a little video, and they had over $70,000 in the first few hours.
$700,000 the first day, and next day $2.4 million.
Yeah, it's almost up to 2.6. It's moving like it's just moving like a clock now, as more and more people are finding out about it. And it's gone viral, so a lot of TV networks have picked it up and are talking about it, and more people are finding out about it. We're talking about it.
It has
28 days to go.
Here's how the game works. You set our deck of cards face down and take turns drawing until one of you draws the exploding kitten card. Whoever draws the exploding kitten card explodes, they are dead, and they are out of the game. Unless that player has defuse cards, which can defuse the kittens using things like laser pointers, kitten therapy, and catnip sandwiches. In addition, there are various action cards which can be used to move, mitigate, or avoid the kittens throughout the game, such as skipping your turn by wearing a portable cheetah butt, attacking other players by deploying a thousand-year back hair, picking a card from the draw pile by rubbing the belly of a pigacorn, or seeking out the wisdom of an all-seeing goat wizard. You can also...
Okay, just going to make a big conclusion here, but there are some happy stoners out there this morning.
My son would love this game.
Oh, my God.
That's hysterical.
All right, other news at DougStefan.com today about these two new planets that are bigger than the Earth. They may be in our solar system.
Mm.
Scientists may have, in fact, found Planet X, the rumored object believed to be larger than Earth. And further away from the sun, beyond Pluto, Planet X.
So can we move there? Is it...
That sounds like a cool place to live.
Planet X.
Hey, where do you live?
Another one called Planet Y. There are 13 extreme objects beyond Neptune. They're called trans-Neptune objects, orbiting the sun at great distances.
Are those planets that are both male and female?
Maybe, yeah.
Trans-Neptune, yeah.
They are believed to follow elliptical paths averaging about 200 astronomical units from the sun. The Earth is one astronomical unit, so it's 200 times further away. We are 93 million miles away, so 20 times that would be almost 2 billion miles from the sun. Now, this gives you an idea. Remember,
pretty chilly over there.
We have a small planet. This is a very small solar system in a relatively small galaxy. So you just, all it does is send my mind into a place that's hard to even make it function because the enormity. We think the oceans are enormous. We look at a plane traveling around the world, looks enormous. There are all kinds of relative ways of sort of describing largeness, bigness. But just think of the vast expanse that there is out there. And this is in our solar system, which is one of the smallest solar systems ever discovered. And yet we're talking about an object that is billions of miles away, and yet it's in the same unit that we're in. Can we even begin to imagine that in our galaxy there are more stars, this is the cornball way of understanding it, than there are grains of sand on all of the beaches all over the planet?
Right.
And it's one small galaxy. It's amazing.
It is.
It really is amazing. I know it's not as interesting as an exploding cat, but it's a pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've got another one for you that you'll love, Doug.
Really?
On the Late Late Show.
Is that Carson Daly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Carson Daly? Yeah.
No.
No. It was the one that Ferguson was on.
It was Craig Ferguson.
So now they have a guy sitting in named Jim Gaffigan, a comedian, who's married and apparently has five kids.
Yeah.
So one of the bits on the show this week is that they've got a new babysitter in the green room watching the kids while he does his show and his wife is, you know, out on the stage.
Right.
And you will love to hear who the babysitter was last night.
Tonight, I went ahead and got my babysitter. I picked out a babysitter.
You got a babysitter?
I did. I chose the babysitter tonight, and I think he is perfect for our kids.
Oh, well, who'd you get?
I got Kiefer Sutherland.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You got Jack Bauer?
Kiefer Sutherland.
How do you know Kiefer Sutherland?
I had his number. I've known him for a long time.
You have his number?
Yeah. I mean, I just happened to know him for a while. I just forget about that. But anyway, I got him, and I think, you know, he is doing a really good job. I mean, he's like a hero. He's just a perfect example.
All right, let's check in on the nanny cam.
So the bomb detonated off in the desert harmlessly, and that's how I saved the day that time. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah.
I wish you were our dad.
Thank you.
Please.
Actually, I might be your dad.
Wait a minute. Because Katie, remember when I was shooting that movie in Alaska for 18 months?
Why don't we just get to our first guest?
That's good. Yes, that was good, Richie. Thank you for bringing that to the surface. 17 before the hour. Speaking of bringing things to the surface, Dr. Joy Brown examines your problem. If you feel you're being ignored, if you're not being heard, then maybe there's a fix. A little food for thought in a moment here on Good Day.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles for an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
All right, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Joy Brown with us, who wants to put a stop to you being ignored. If you are not, I have this feeling every once in a while that people aren't listening to me. I don't know whether it's, I don't know that it's on the radio. I think
what?
Yeah, right. There you go. So, what is it that we have to be aware of? In order to, if we are being ignored, is because what we say, how we say it, is it because we don't have respect? What's, let's say somebody calls you even, and you don't call them back, or you call somebody, they don't call you back. Why is that? And why would you be concerned, or is there a way to fix that?
Okay, well, I think people are ignored, and you've sort of listed some of the reasons. They have nothing interesting to say. The person isn't interested in what they have to say. Or one of the things that's kind of a hidden problem with being ignored is it's not that they don't care about you, it's not that they don't care about what you say, but you go on for too long. That they just, they lose interest at some point, or they feel that you're trying to dominate the conversation, or that they can't get a word in edgewise, so they feel that they're being ignored, so they might as well ignore you. If somebody doesn't return your phone call, there are a whole lot of possibilities there. First of all, they never got it. I mean, answering machines tend to be a bit notoriously flaky.
Yeah.
It may be that they either leave your name or your number. It may be that you didn't leave a message. If you have one of those cell phones that says call unknown, I never return those because I just, you know, if you can't tell me who you are, I'm not going to call you back. So when you feel you're being ignored, see, first of all, what it is that you have to say to that person. Second of all, say it succinctly. And third of all, one of the possibilities if somebody's ignoring you is actually grabbing them face-to-face, which, of course, is the world's best way of communicating and saying, look, it seems like you don't return my phone calls. Am I doing something wrong? Are you not interested in having a conversation with me? So asking somebody what the issue is not a terrible idea.
The issue is what? Have you ever had that happen to you, by the way?
Pardon me? Have I been ever ignored?
Yeah.
Sure. The thing is that I'm perfectly willing to say to somebody, I'll tell you something that's much more common with me, which is I've had some friendships that I thought were really one-sided, where I would do all the calling,
right.
That I would do all the planning. And I finally said to this particular person years ago, it was a bunch of years ago, I really cared about her. In fact, it's happened, I guess, a couple of times. I finally said, look, I'm perfectly willing to call you more than you call me, but I would like to know that you have some interest in having something to do with me, so you calling me every once in a while would really make me feel better. Mm. And that actually worked.
Do you think this happens more in families, siblings, children, parents? What is that something?
I think it can happen across the board, but as you point out, in families, there tends to be long-standing rivalries and complaints. and people just think that they're, you know, busier. But you do point out one really important thing, and it occurs to me that it may have been symptomatic of the relationships where I did all the calling, is that there's a big sister, little sister phenomenon. It's a big sister tends to feel that she's important, and, you know, and it's her little sister does all the calling.
Huh.
Or conversely, it can be the big sister feels that it's her responsibility to keep track of everybody, so she'll do all the calling. And the little sister feels, well, she'll call me sooner or later. It can also happen in dating relationships where one person seems to be more interested than the other. But if you don't want to deal with somebody, in just sort of making the world a better place and making sure your karma is as clear as possible, just tell them, say, look, but right now I need to take a break from this relationship. I've got too much to do, or you irritated me. But just ignoring somebody is really hurtful and rude.
DrJoy.com. Check out Joy Brown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Lots of noise from the Spice Girls from their movie Spice World. Spice Up Your Life is the music. Number one movie at the box office. Man, can you imagine that? This was the best we could do during this week in 1997. Hunga Bunga. Yeah. All right, Chuck, how many times did you see this movie?
I never saw it.
Really? You never saw it?
Yeah.
Really? Richie, you ever saw it?
I never saw it.
Kenny, did you ever saw it?
Can I speak, please?
Hell, please, Chucker, yes.
Yeah, I'm right now, I'm outside my local multiplex. And it's...
Huh.
And the cell phone tower said what?
Uh-huh. We're tired of your disrespect anyway, Chucker. We'll get him back. Meanwhile, we have contest time here. If you would like to qualify for our drawing on February 6th for this Beaches Resort Winter Giveaway, three beach resorts, one of them is in the Turks and Caicos, two of them are on Jamaica, you choose after you win. And in order to win, you got to be qualified. In order to qualify, at least in this here and now moment, you'll listen to three cuts from a very popular movie that was number one during this week in 1982. Sweet movie. Marked the end of a career for a gentleman that really, really had a lot to say and did great things in his career. Here's the first clip.
Well, how's it feel to turn 80?
Twice as bad as it did turning 40.
Okay. You don't have it yet? All right. 888-302-3684.
Wow, somebody's got it. Look at the phones.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep going. Receive play another clue.
They're a nice middle-aged couple, just like us.
If they're just like us, they're not middle-aged.
Of course they are.
Middle-aged means the middle, Ethel, middle of life. People don't live to be 150.
888-302-3684. Do you have it? Who is that for extra? The two stars never had worked before together.
Let me
sort of surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, that is surprising. Want a suck face, I think.
Want to dance?
No.
Oh, would you rather just suck face?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I see what you're saying. Big one. All right. So, you know what it is? You'll call us now for qualification for that Beaches Resort drawing. 888-302-3684. Name the movie. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
All right. Doug, Good Day program, Movie Moments. Chuck, what's the name of the movie?
On Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond qualifies you for our drawing February 6th for the Beaches Resort Winter Giveaway. And it's probably a nice, well, you're in Santa Maria, California. That's not a bad place to be. But it might be nice for just a change in venue, you know what I mean? So
I do.
I'm pretty sure Chuck doesn't have a swim-up bar sitting outside of his house right
probably
now.
Probably not, no. All right, Chucker, movie news, what do we have?
Director Simon West, who did The Expendables 2 and Con Air, signing on to helm a third remake of The Blob. The first one was done in 1956, Steve McQueen's first film. They did a second version in 1988 with Kevin Dillon, which is actually a really good film. So we're going to get another Blob sometime in the next couple of years.
Career. What do you have as your resume? I directed the remake of The Blob. All right, keep going.
I'll pay to see it.
I'm sure you
American
will.
Sniper.
Could have been his
American
star.
Sniper made another $10 million on Monday at the box office.
Wow.
That's $125 million in 5 days. This film is a juggernaut. And David Duchovny says he's committed to being in Fox's rebooted X-Files series, which most likely will be a limited series. They're probably just waiting for Gillian Anderson to agree, but I have to believe she will.
The
Mad Max Fury Road with Tom Hardy is an incredible, visually stunning trailer if you get a chance to see it in movie theaters. And I was saying before I went on when I got cut off, I'm currently outside my local multiplex in a sleeping bag, camping out, waiting for Mordecai with Johnny Depp to open tomorrow. but I seem to be alone. Nobody's with me.
Really?
Except for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. E.T. the Extraterrestrial opened up on this date, 1983, top movie maker of the day, brought in $194 million in video rentals. How about that, folks? Chuck Curry is our movie man. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, online, entertainmentandbeyond.com. Chuck Curry on Good Day with Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.